I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The IU Ballet Theater, directed by Michael Vernon, presents New York, New York in the Musical Arts Center on March 25th and 26th. Choreography by Paul Taylor, Anthony Tudor, and George Balanchine. We're talking with Donald Mahler, and he's the guest come in to work with Anthony Tudor's Lilac Garden. He's part of the Anthony Tudor Ballet Trust. Thanks very much for joining us. How do you become a representative of a ballet trust?
They must have trusted me at some point in the past. I don't know. Oh, it's a long story. I studied with Mr. Tudor long, long ago when he was the director of the Metropolitan Opera Ballet School. That's in the 50s. And I danced leading parts in his ballets also in National Ballet of Canada. I was in the American premiere of his great masterpiece, Echoing of Trumpets, at the Metropolitan Opera. So I've had a long history with him. And at one point, I was asked by the trustee of the trust, Mrs. Bliss, Sally Bliss, to go over to France to stage a ballet of his called Dark Elegies. And my reply was no, because I didn't know it. And she said, she's an optimist, she said, oh, you do know it. You've been in it. You've seen it. I said, I do. I know it that way, but I don't know it well enough to teach it. And I sort of refused to do it. So she called me back and she said, well, if I sent somebody from the Dance Notation Bureau, that's a system of writing down the choreography, would you go over afterwards and coach it, just work on it? So I kind of thought, well, all right, I'll do that. And the minute I got off the phone, I realized that I couldn't even do that without knowing more of the ballet than I knew. And eventually, the woman who was, this is a long story, the woman who was staging it came to me and said, I can't do the whole ballet. You'll have to do the last movement. And I thought, well, now I really have to learn that. And I did. And I taught it. And it came out well. And then the same company said, well, would you come back next year to do Lilac Garden? And I said, yes, I will, but this time I'll do it on my own. And that's how I started. And it's the ballet we're doing here, of course.
And Lilac Garden will have live musical accompaniment. The music is by Ernest Chausson, the poem for orchestra. And I understand that there's a concerto competition winner who will be playing with you.
Yes. He's a very, very nice, very, very gifted young man. And he's been coming to rehearsals with Stuart, the conductor, and the pianist, and they've been playing for rehearsal so we could kind of coordinate the tempi and everything. And he's terrific.
What are the special beauties of Lilac Garden?
Beauties?
Yes.
Aside from me, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's a story, actually, or a situation of a daughter of a noble, high-born family in Britain who have come down on their luck and have run through their money. And they are marrying her off to a wealthy businessman, and the bargain is that he will give them money and they will raise him up in society. So here is a situation where there's a party and these people intermingle and they have to keep their private lives very secret and their public lives is different. So there's a dichotomy between the two. It's a kind of thing of denial of love and missing of love and missing opportunities. It's a bittersweet thing. It's a ballet that is so perfectly matched to its music, which all of Tudor's works are. I mean, it's a lot of choreographers' work. They find a piece of music they like, it's pretty or something, and they decide to do steps to it. But Tudor's works, uniquely, I think, the music sounds as though it were written for the ballet as opposed to the ballet being superimposed upon it. And so it's exactly what's called for to tell what Tudor wants to say.
The Lilac Garden, a work by British choreographer Anthony Tudor. Donald Mahler is in Bloomington as a guest artist working with the IU Ballet Theater. It's part of their New York, New York, with choreography by Anthony Tudor, Paul Taylor, and George Balanchine. Performances are in the Musical Arts Center on March 25th and 26th. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.